Welcome to the Workplace Wellbeing Podcast, the podcast that looks at the best practices of organisations that care about their people, whilst keeping an eye on the growing wellbeing space. The Workplace Wellbeing Podcast is sponsored by the WorkTech Group, which offers a range of cloud-based software solutions that have a positive impact on employee wellbeing. The group companies are Fast PAYE, a financial wellbeing tool, Solved by AI, which builds artificial intelligence-powered tools that can make a real difference for your workforce, and ShopWorks, which makes scheduling and time and attendance solutions that will help both efficiency and morale. You can find out more at worktechgroup.com.
Hi, I'm Ian Hogg, the chairman of the WorkTech Group, and until very recently, the host of the Workplace Wellbeing Podcast. We recently published our Workplace Wellbeing book, done as a podcast, in 2 episodes and 12 chapters. Each chapter includes clips from the best conversations on the relevant subject with our guests from over 50 podcast episodes. To make it easier to listen to, we decided to break out the 12 chapters into individual episodes so that you can listen to the whole Workplace Wellbeing book, done as a podcast, a few minutes at a time. Here is another chapter, but you can of course listen to the whole book in 2 parts, or hear the original recordings from the over 50 that we have produced. For chapter 7 on communication. A subject I wasn't surprised to see covered by many guests was communications. If we do an employee survey of our team at the WorkTech Group, communications, specifically more and better quality communications, comes up as an area we could improve on every time. It's an area where continuous improvement is the name of the game. I've also learned over the years that getting it wrong invariably leads to poor performance and poor morale. So I wasn't surprised that our guests felt that getting this area right was a key tactic improving well-being at work. It probably got discussed in every episode we recorded. Just like leadership, communications has probably been one of the top 3 business book subjects of all time. No clear trend emerged on the subject throughout our 2 series, other than clear communications and listening to your team help well-being. I've chosen a selection of clips to illustrate the range of discussions we had on the subject. Let's start with one of those recent episodes where I interviewed Paul Hills, who had an instant impact on the way I do video calls. Paul is an expert in video and hybrid meetings and the creator of some innovative techniques that are helping to bring the body language back to video meetings. Here is Paul outlining the basics of his idea. Fine, well, why don't we move on to some of those techniques then? So I want to have a little lesson.
A little kind of audio lesson.
Yeah, audio and visual for those that are on the YouTube channel. Yeah. So what sort of techniques can we use to improve?
A couple of things, really. So the first one, and actually I also realized that the first important thing before the techniques is just your mindset about meetings. So the first technique isn't a hand signal, it's a mindset, which is that if we're going to enter a video meeting, let's all commit to making this meeting good. And let's see it as a shared responsibility. Because I think one of the things that's happened with meetings, particularly Zoom and Teams, is it's been okay to opt out. So I start from the principle of, rather than have a 1-hour poor meeting, why don't we all commit and all put our energies in and all be present and try and have a 45-minute good meeting? So that's a kind of first principle. Then let's use some hand signals to help it be better. And one of the first principles of the hand signals is that you need a reaction from other people. If you're not getting a reaction, you're not getting that buzz, you're not getting an incentive. Thank you, Ian gave me a thumbs up. So the first very basic symbol is a double thumbs up. So nice, big, bold gesture. Everybody can see it. 2 thumbs, holding it for a second or two. And really, that's just saying to the other person, I hear you, I'm with you, I like what you're saying, you know, keep going. And if you're in a meeting and say there are 8 people and 4 or 5 of them give you a thumbs up, it just feels nice. You know, you feel that they're listening to you. And what's also interesting is people smile. So often one of the people giving a thumbs up will smile, because it's quite fun to do. Then a couple of other people will smile, and that feels good. And as a speaker, you'll often smile and you'll often acknowledge that. You'll often say, thanks, Ian, thanks, Susan, thanks, John. So you're getting a bit of a connection with other people. So that, you know, so it can be anything, but a simple thumbs up is a really good one. I then introduced 2 other hand signals I'd learned from a charity I'm involved in called A Band of Brothers, where we mentor young men who are in danger of becoming involved in the criminal justice system. And we sit, pre-COVID, we would get together in a human circle and we would share stuff. We'd talk to each other and we kind of share experiences. And there were two hand signals they used in that circle that I found really powerful. One of them was the one you used with me earlier, which is my hand up by my side. It just means me as well. So if I said to you, I've had a bad week, it's been really rough on the back of COVID, and you went like that, you would just be saying to me without speaking, I've had a bad week as well. Might not be the same thing, but I share that with you. And it's a nice way for people to connect. You know, they can, without speaking, without interrupting the flow. The other thing you could do in that same situation is you, and this is another really good use for hand signal, you could put your hand to your heart and hold it there for a second or two. And you're, you know, people will guess what that is. You're sending me some sympathy. You're sending me some kind thoughts.
I feel you. I feel your pain.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which is just really nice.
In an early episode, I interviewed ex-England international rugby player Andy Long, who works as a coach with us at the WorkTech Group. I know from first-hand experience of working with Andy, the impact on our well-being of having somebody who speaks independently to our team members and then anonymously feeds back ideas for improvement to the leadership team. I asked Andy what difference it made being an independent coach as opposed to being a manager or a colleague.
That's a really good question. I think that obviously the agile coach scrum master is probably linked with a bit more detail within the technical software development. Whereas I have I guess an understanding of it. I guess it allows me, being independent and a consultant, it allows me to, I think it's more non-threatening because I'm not a line manager. I'm not there to judge. I'm there to look at what's in front of me. And I think with a pure role of helping the business move forward. And I think that actually goes down well. I think it goes down really well that people know that they can come to me with an issue. It's confidential, and sometimes it's a performance coaching basis. It's when wanting to move forward in their career, but other times it's literally just maybe a life thing. And having someone there that can support and listen and help them maybe think differently about a situation is good. So I think that it's kind of non-threatening, non-judgmental space that I work in.
Recording the podcast wasn't all plain sailing. And even by the time I was on episode 36, it was clear that I still had a lot to learn. I was discussing the art of conversation with Andrea Newton, who specializes in coaching people on how to have difficult conversations, when she practiced what she preaches and corrected some bad habits I've picked up with my communication.
But just want to go back to something you were talking about earlier, which was the listening sort of issue. I agree. I was trained as a salesman once, you know, and they always said, you know, you've got two ears and one mouth and use them in that proportion. But I do think, yeah, quite often when you've got a difficult conversation, almost the first place you can start is to ask the other person, how do they think they're doing? You know, do they think they're, how do they think they contributed in that meeting? You know, what's your thoughts on that? Is that a good tactic? It's how I was trained to do it.
I absolutely hate that, if I'm honest.
Oh, excellent. You tell me.
that to me feels like a fishing trip. That to me feels as though I want you to do the dirty work. And so if we were in that situation, so I say, so Ian, how do you think it's going? And immediately, you know, because I've said that things aren't quite right, or else I wouldn't have said that. And therefore, you now start racking your brains thinking, oh, my days, what have I done? What do I need to say? What's he looking for from me here? Do I just say that everything's fine? I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what he really means. And that to me is not a resourceful, productive conversation. I absolutely believe that if there is an area of concern, I need to, unlike most BMW drivers, signal my intent. Yeah. So I need to say to you, I have a concern that I'd like to talk to you about. Is now a good time for you? Because within that, you know, hang on, there's something coming here that you might not like. But I've also said, is now a good time for you? So I'm kind of demonstrating respect towards you. Whereas just going, so how do you think things are going? I just think it's almost like you're waiting for them to say, do you know what, Ian? I'm so glad you've asked me because personally, I think I'm rubbish.
As I said earlier, communication came up on just about every podcast episode we did. So why don't you dive into the archive from the links in the notes and hear what else our guests have had to say on the subject.
The Workplace Wellbeing Podcast is sponsored by the WorkTech Group, which offers a range of cloud-based software solutions that have a positive impact on employee wellbeing. The group companies are Fast PAYE, a financial wellbeing tool, Solved by AI, which builds artificial intelligence-powered tools that can make a real difference for your workforce, and ShopWorks, which makes scheduling and time and attendance solutions that will help both efficiency and morale. You can find out more at worktechgroup.com.